Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 29th of October. Hope you're well. We added a few more points yet again to the pod horses yesterday, but there's none today. 5 meetings, no qualifiers. I do have some mentions, which I'll do, but I got all excited thinking, we'll have a load today, and there's genuinely not one qualifier. Right, I will be very shortly, over the next couple of hours, sending out Telegram invites to the initial batch, and we will move to that process on Saturday. I will still, if I get the podcast in time, mention the pod horses on the pod for the time being, but everything will go on Telegram, be it the pod horses, the mentions, the football. And if you don't get into the Telegram group initially, don't throw your toys out the pram. As I said, I just want to get it all working, and then I can add more people through November. But I just want to get it all going and check that everybody's getting messages, understanding the info, and it works for me as well, obviously, posting and getting the messages out in a timely manner. So I'll do a little Word doc, which I'll put in the Telegram group, just with how things are, and I will send the links for people to join that, as I say, over the next couple of hours. I've got one bit of football, got some mentions, which I'll do today. And I've got the stat of the day. Stat of the day is for the racing. Just let me get that up. Ascot is at the weekend, and this is one, if you're, for those people who like to sit and watch the racing, if you're sitting at Betfair and like to follow the money, then an Ascot is a good track to follow the money. And if you look at horses that are in the last few minutes before the race, sort of 3-4 minutes out from post time, look at horses priced between 2.0 and 15. And then if they get backed in, particularly if they get backed in more than sort of 10%, so if a horse was 5 and it got backed in below 4.5, they have been fantastic sort of value. They've actually made about 200 points following these bets over the last few years. They're 35 points up this year. You sometimes do get a couple in a race. You've got to be on the ball. But horses not higher than 15 and not odds on. So between 2 and 15 that are getting backed in the last few minutes. So you want to put your bet on sort of just after, you know, if the race is 3:30, you want to put your bet on at 3:29. Leave it till the last minute. So just note prices of those horses sort of 3-4 minutes out. Just get your Betfair screen up. You might have two or three horses. And then any that get backed in that shorten up, if you jump on them, it's a fantastic track for that. As I say, 200 points doing this in the last 3 years. There is racing at Ascot on Saturday, and it's been working well this year. 34 points up this year, so that is one that people, at your own peril, if you want to follow the stat of the day, follow the money at Ascot. Not horses, not big prices, 2 to 15. Note the prices down 3-4 minutes before the race. As if it was a 3:30 race, go on 3:26. Note all the horses 2 and 15. When it's about a minute before the off, just note any that have shortened, particularly if they've shortened more than 10%. Then jump on that ride, follow that money, and it's done very well. So there is the stat of the day for people. Football wise, we have got just one bet in the Segunda tonight, or one mention, bit of advice, is Mirandis versus Zaragoza. If it's 0-0 on 25 minutes, drip back over 1.5 goals. 6 o'clock kickoff, Mirandis versus Zaragoza. Drip back that. Right, and let's get the messages up for... what do you call it? The horses, isn't it? Yeah. Funnily enough, I got no offers from the old stats to come on the pod. Interesting that, isn't it? Didn't think we would for a minute. Right, today we have got, let me get the Betfair prices up. It's obviously easier to shout from the bleachers, isn't it, than come on and talk about stats and football. Let's just shout it from the bleachers. Right, Stratford, let's go. Horse racing, Stratford, 12:35. Okay, 12:35. I've got Go Millie Go should win. And a small mention for Don't Rightly Know, which is currently 42. That's a small mention, Don't Rightly Know. Go Millie Go should win in the 12:35 at Stratford. In the 106, small mention, this is for Harry Senior, second favourite, 4.1. Small mention for Harry Senior. 236 above suspicion again, small mention, nothing super strong, small mention, small above suspicion. I'm trying to read and talk at the same time, obviously too difficult. Right, and then Newton Abbott, soft, heavy in places. Small win and place Shapiro. Small win and place Shapiro. And you could also, there's a tiny, you could actually do Shapiro and Royal Claret. I also had a little mention for Royal Claret. So whether you want to back Shapiro, cover with Royal Claret. But apparently they're going to prefer the conditions, those two, to the two market leaders. So Shapiro, Royal Claret, Shapiro being the main one. And 2:58, Jack Valentine should win. Jack Valentine, small again, I think, with it being soft, heavy, just small, right. And then the 3:58 is Juries Out, win and place. Juries 8, win and play. Juries Out, win and place in the 3:58. I haven't mastered this, looking at Betfair, reading and talking at the same time. I'll work on that. As I say, mentions will move to Telegram, mainly from Saturday. Right, that's it. Yes, I think we're done. Obviously, Ultimate tomorrow. As I say, don't jump up and down if you don't get a message from me today. I'll be sorting, you know, I'm not looking to exclude anybody. I just want to get it going. I know people get very uptight. I've been following the horses, now I can't get them. We just need to get this going, and dealing with a small group first. We'll make sure I can run it how it should be run. And I'm Kim Yong Ian. It's free anyway, so what are you talking about? That's it. Yeah, have a lovely little Thursday, and I'll be back after I've done all the weekend football and things tomorrow. I won't talk about Man United. I mean, even when they win 5, they get a penalty, don't they? Just give them a penalty every game. Why don't they just walk out? Rather than having a kick-off, just put the ball on the penalty spot, let Fernandez score, and then we'll start the game. That's what they should do, shouldn't they? And anybody, if he misses, we'll just have a retake. Right, my little United fans. Yeah, Ollie's at the wheel. All right, boys. I will speak to you all and girls tomorrow.